following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loved big shiny box. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loved pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 15% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match.
Hawkins in the gun, gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted, Ndamukong. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. Ndamukong's second touchdown of the year.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's a direct snap back to Burkhead on the Wildcat. 20, 25, 30. Burkhead to the 40. Burkhead up to near midfield. Finally knocked down by Robert Golden.
Here's Wiley's kick. Gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
Tucker's punt is blocked. It's blocked by the Huskers as it was Eric Martin who fired in there and touched that football.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
Turn. They hand it off again to Roy. Hit it off the left side. He's got a block. Purdy. Roy to the 40-yard line. Roy stumbling to the 50. Cutting back. 45. 40. Weaving his way. 30. 25. 20. 15. Hit from behind and knocked down about the 11-yard line. What a 62 yards by Roy Helu.
And a snap to Tommy and they give him the trap play and it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Back in the pocket. Steps up. Beginning rush. Getting hit. Getting dropped with a 25. He'll lose six more. Jared Crick gets another sack. His ninth of the year and his sixth in 2 weeks.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
He gets the snap. Holding, steps up, has some time, throws it downfield, has Niles Paul there, he makes a catch at the 20, 15, 10, 5, he is in, touchdown, Nebraska.
Third down, cross to the middle.
Six seconds left. Jones gets a snap, rolls to the right side, has some time, throws it downfield. The pass, though, is going to be intercepted. Picked off by Matt O'Hanlon. He got that one. His third of the game, and the Huskers are going to beat number 20, Oklahoma.
Oh, man, Trotch escapes. And on the first down.
McCoy gets the ball tipped up in the air. It's going to be intercepted. Pulled down by Eric Hague. Intercepted by the Huskers. It was deflected by DeJohn Gold.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40. It is. Mike Brown. 15-10. Mike Stutz.
Sets throws out a flat pass, caught, first down, Kenny, inside the 40, fights his way inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line, Brandon Kenny fights his way for a Husker first down.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it, senior Jake Wash to put it down, Alex Henry to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down, the kick is up, the kick is
get
on
there.
Its way, the kick is good! Oh! 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Back to throw. He rolls the pocket to the right. Bean rushed. Gets in as he throws. Has McNeil open. He's got a touchdown, Nebraska. Mike McNeil grabs it, and Nebraska with three touchdowns in the first 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter now leads his thing 19-12. Back to throw is Landry Jones. Has some time. Steps and throws. Passes. Picked off. Prince of Mucamara, 20, 15. Prince is spinning around at the 12-yard line. Still on his feet. 10, 5. And gets it driven down to the 1-yard line. And the Huskers have it at the 1 of the Sooners. McCoy back in the pocket. Holding. Now being rushed. Sue gets him and throws him down. That is his third sack of the game for Ndamukong Suh, the best player in college football.
It's a great group of kids. And I just want to say Nebraska's back and we're here to stay.
Hey, why not? It's August the 1st, everybody. I guess it is time for football. The Hall of Fame induction and Hall of Fame game is this weekend. Nebraska Fan Day is tomorrow. First practice is Monday. Mike Will is in Sioux City, Iowa today for GPAC Conference Media Day. We'll find out where Hastings College and the rest of the team stack up according to the media and to the coaches. And that is all football. Plus, you have to imagine a little football will be talked about again today when the third athletic director finalist is in for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And right now, the folks on campus are hearing a presentation from Paul Plinsky, one of the four finalists. He is currently the AD at Wisconsin Whitewater. And then the public, you want to go out and you want to meet Mr. Plinsky, you can do that at 5 o'clock today at the Nebraskan Student Union, and it will be in room 310. Now, the previous two had been at the Alumni House, so make that change. It is at the Nebraskan Student Union today at 5 o'clock. And if you want to continue on a little bit of our discussion from yesterday, that'll be great. Randy Bushcutter co-hosted yesterday with me, brought up why I kind of brought this up. We talked about it, discussed a little bit about why you should be involved with these athletic director searches and have an opinion on who is selected, because there are going to be changes at UNK. How vast the changes are will probably depend on the athletic director hired, the chancellor, and the voice. Don't be that person that waits until something happens, a program is moved, dropped, added, something happens that you don't like, and then it's too late. Get involved and be there today at 5 o'clock. One more to go in the finalist list, and then all four will have been on campus, and a decision will be made here shortly. Chancellor Christian said he wants to make the hire before the fall athletic season begins, and that is right around the corner. So your thoughts, you can get to us on any subject, including that, on the Bruce Furniture Fan Line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, Facebook is ESPN Superstation, and you can tweet us at any time, and that is at ESPN 1460 1550 at ESPN 1460 1550 if you would like to tweet us. Big Ten football preview today will include James Morris, the linebacker out of Iowa. We'll talk with him a little bit later on in the hour. And we have emails to get to. Oh, my goodness. Irish Ken has chimed in, and he's probably all over the board. All over the board. You know, sometimes I have to pre-read Irish Ken before I say it on the air because, well, you scare me, Ken. You scare me. Oh, here's a tidbit for the day. Nathan Enderle has been signed by the San Diego Chargers. So that means on the San Diego Chargers roster, two football players from North Platte, because Danny Woodhead, of course, who we talked to earlier this summer, is now a San Diego Charger. So that's a strange deal. Two North Platteans on one pro team.
Yeah, so it's a population of 24,000. So 1/12,000 of the town is on the San Diego Chargers roster.
Enderle didn't do much last year. He was a fifth-round draft choice by the Bears in 2011, was on the roster but didn't play, then was waived prior to last season, went to training camp with Jacksonville, and then spent some time with Tennessee this offseason. Man, if he couldn't make Jacksonville's roster last year. A lot of people think he's in there just to give him an extra quarterback or two to take some snaps during preseason. And boy, you get on the San Diego Chargers website where it has a story and then you can chat below. There's not a lot of people in favor of this. They're all going, who? What? Why? Huh? But Nathan Enderle, who played at Idaho and had a very good collegiate career, is on the roster right now with the San Diego Chargers. We'll see if that holds up. So find out. A couple of other sports notes to tell you about off the top of the show. Congratulations to Kearney Runza. They are playing on the final day of the State American Legion Baseball Tournament, and they'll have to win twice today to win it all. Remember, there was kind of the controversial ending to the Lincoln Pius game in their second game at state where they got beat 5-4 in 10 innings. Well, they've come all the way back. They beat Papillion yesterday 9-5, and Pius lost yesterday to Omaha Westside, so there's three teams remaining. So Kearney will play Omaha Westside this afternoon at 4 o'clock at Lincoln Sherman Field, and the winner will take on Lincoln Pius the 10th for the championship. And whoever wins that will join Omaha Creighton Prep, a three-time defending state champion, in Fargo, North Dakota for the Central Plains Regional Tournament. Again, these Class A tournaments keep your season going, and whoever comes out of the Central Plains Regional heads to the American Legion World Series. So there is a chance for Kearney to keep on playing baseball next Thursday, but they need to win two games here today. And Lance Sponberg, player, Steve Sponberg, coach, and the rest of the outstanding Sutton American Legion baseball team have more great memories. I mean, all you can do is make great memories in O'Neill, from what I've been told. But 3-2 in 10 innings yesterday. 3-2 in 10 innings yesterday, which forced a second game. And then Lance Sponberg got on the mound. He had 5 innings left to pitch. So he threw 5 innings of, was it no hit or one hit ball? And Sutton won it 4-0. They won the junior title 2 years ago. They won the senior title last year, and they come back and win the senior title this year. And Vince at the Hastings Trib via his Twitter and Facebook, I think he said 36-0 for Lance Sponberg in his Legion baseball career pitching. It's an incredible stat line that he has, and we'll see what the future holds for him. He's already made his GPAC college choice, and it wasn't Hastings, but will that change now that Steve is there? So we'll find out if that is. And this broke yesterday. I don't even know. It's not weird, because things like this have happened, and it happens with youth, and obviously it has happened in a variety of different ways. We all know that the sentencing is taking place for the three gentlemen involved with the destruction or the vandalism of Kearney's Memorial Field. And now the story comes out of Scott's Bluff yesterday that Class B doesn't even have a state championship game because Waverly forfeited to Hickman Norris. Now, Waverly would have had to win twice anyways, but Hickman Norris wins state. And the Waverly High School baseball coach, Michael Goodrich, who also coaches the Legion team, has resigned. 6 of his players were either arrested or ticketed after their game Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning, by Scotts Bluff police for vandalism or possession of alcohol. Police arrested 3 18-year-olds on suspicion of alcohol possession. 3 other players between 16 and 18 were ticketed on suspicion of minor in possession. 1 of the 18-year-olds arrested on suspicion of vandalism for damaging a mailbox. So you've made it through. You're still in the championship game. And granted, maybe there's not a whole lot to do there in Scotts Bluff. But boy, somebody had to get you the alcohol. And then you get out of your room and you go beat on some mailboxes the night before you play for a state title. I have never, and it may have happened, but I don't remember hearing that in any other sport at any other time. And of course, if football did that, you'd lose 6 players, you could still play. In baseball, They would have only had eight people with them in Scott's Bluff, according to the coach. He said, we had a couple of guys that were still back home, and we considered seeing if they wanted to come all the way out to Scott's Bluff to play, but thought it would be in the best interest and the integrity of the sport and respecting the American Legion program by forfeiting. So, wow. According to Scott's Bluff police, and this is from a story from a Scott's Bluff and the Omaha World Herald, officers were called Wednesday morning. A woman told police she watched as someone struck her mailbox several times with a baseball bat. The woman said she watched as the mail and a second mail ran from the area and then were seen in the area of the Hampton Inn. Officers investigated, learned that some of the state baseball tournament teams were there, and the investigation identified the two present when the mailbox was damaged. Officers contacted team members who had reportedly consumed alcoholic beverages during the investigation, and they were also cited. So not good for the Waverly program. And then the coach steps down. So I don't know. That may not be the end of the story, especially if the alcohol came from parents, coaches, something that's involved there. So bad news for Waverly. But congratulations. Hickman Norris was on top anyway. And they are the champions. So it's just down to what's going on at Sherman Field in Lincoln. Either Pius, Westside, or Kearney will be the final state champion of American Legion Baseball this year. Coming up, we will be chatting with James Morris, linebacker from Iowa. And someone wants to know here if we have any update on Brett Maher. I have no update since Brett and I text the day after he was cut by the Jets. That's the last time I talked to Brett. You may have seen the interview and the story in the Kearney Hub right after that. I have not seen anywhere whether Brett has received a tryout or an offer anywhere else. But, of course, as soon as that happens, and if it happens, and we would think it will, we'll let you know. And remember, Kai Forbath, if I said his name right, the kid out of UCLA was highly touted, and he didn't catch on. And then 2 years later, he's the starting kicker for the Washington Redskins. So if he doesn't find a spot right away, kicker gets hurt, kicker starts missing, you may see a guy get picked up. I mean, you have extra offensive tackles. A guy gets hurt or he starts missing blocks, you switch him out. But you only carry the one kicker most normally. So we'll see. There's only 32 jobs out there. We'll see. Brett Maher is deserving, I think. Whether he's one of the 32 best kickers in the world, I don't know that. But I think he's definitely good enough to be kicking in the NFL. Again, you got to be in the right place at the right time. And we'll see if that falls in for him. Right place today for lunch or anytime is Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and The Courtyard. Folks, oh, I've already seen it. We were out there. Drew Davis Band was playing last week. They've always got live entertainment, great crowds on hand, great atmosphere out in the courtyard. And what is it, Soho Jukebox, if I say that right, is going to be performing the next couple of nights, one of the area's favorites at Cunningham's. But you don't have to wait just for the live entertainment. Of course, they've got the coldest beer in town and lunch and food. The kitchen is open 7 days a week from 11 to 10. And you can stop in and get whatever you want, whether it's a barbecue sandwich, pizza, salad, a whole lot more. It's all there for you. Cunningham's on the Bricks, North End, downtown Kearney. We're back with more after this.
The weather forecast for this weekend looks great with high temperatures in the low 80s. So why not spend it out on the golf course? Round up your buddies and play in the annual four-person Miller Coors Golf Scramble this Saturday and Sunday at the Kearney Country Club. You can include a practice round on Friday. There's a shootout on Friday night. Tee time Saturday at either 8 or 1. Everybody goes Sunday at 10. Two rounds of golf, your cart, steak dinner, four complimentary Miller or Coors products, the Calcutta, and a whole lot more. So call the Kearney Country Club today, 237-2553, and get your team in this weekend's Miller Coors four-person scramble.
Hey, Greeny, you know what really irritates me?
When I'm right and you're wrong?
Well, that certainly does. But also, when there are annoying tags in my underwear and T-shirts, you know the ones, that scratch your skin and bother you all day?
Oh, the worst.
Exactly. That's why I only wear Hanes now, because Hanes got rid of the annoying tags in all their T-shirts and underwear, so they're more comfortable than ever before. Hanes is known for their tagless T-shirts, and now all Hanes underwear is tagless, too. This includes every pair of boxers, briefs, and boxer briefs.
That sounds great. Now, if only I could get rid of all the annoying things around me, just like that.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
musicians. It's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store, like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Maypec steel piccolo snare drums, 81% off list, $49. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
With some partial sun today, we'll also see a few scattered storms developing around the region with a high temperature of 86 as winds will stay to the south. Tonight, there's a chance for scattered showers and storms with a low at 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda with you, flying solo today. Tomorrow, Jimmy Langan will be in. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook and head lifeguard out there in Las Vegas will join us. We'll also talk to Michigan football coach Brady Hoke tomorrow on the show. So Brady Hoke, Mike Perenio, Jim Langan. What a lineup. We got it all for you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, Irish Ken. As usual, he writes a fairly short email and has 100 topics. Dear Orenthal, why don't you go away? What part of just go away don't you understand? O.J. Simpson got parole yesterday, but he's in on enough charges that that's just one of many, so he's probably still looking at 4 years in the slammer after the Vegas incident. Then Ken goes on to say, I have been crossing my fingers, toes, and eyeballs for some time in hopes that Alex Gordon would get out of his slump. Alex, I thought you finally understood last year that you must hit that outside pitch to left and quit trying to pull it to right. Come on, man! Even I can figure that out. And then Irish Ken says, I also want to remind Doug that his man, Billy Callahan, sends his regards and promises to do his best calling plays for the Cowboys. He. Go Irish. Irish Ken. You know, I believe, Irish Ken, that yesterday was Bill Callahan's birthday. Billy Callahan's birthday. So I'm wondering if anybody sent him a card. You think anybody sent him a card? Maybe we should have. I think we should have. Wish a happy birthday to Bill Callahan. And maybe we could call him, see how his birthday was. Do we have Billy Callahan's number? I don't know. We'll be checking that out. We'll be checking that out. Let's go to our poll question of the day here. And that is the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which would you rather have in your memorabilia collection? Again, this came out of the Stanley Cup Chicago Blackhawks apparently giving away their ice to fans from winning it. 69% of you said you'd rather have some grass from your NFL stadium, the team that you love from your NFL stadium. 15% said some dirt from your favorite baseball team's infield. And then just a couple of votes for NBA and NHL. Your Midtown Mart cooler question today, should Alex Rodriguez be banned from Major League Baseball? Should Alex Rodriguez be banned from Major League Baseball? Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Just one of the controversial topics that are out there nationally with the wide receivers at Riley Cooper from the Eagles saying what he shouldn't have said. And then people finding out about it. I guess that's what ends up being the bad part. But the A-Rod deal, should he be banned for life? Man, I don't know. I say no, okay? I'm saying no. What has he done that is so much worse than everybody else? And you've got the rules laid down. He hasn't been to the point of setting out the 50 games, the 100 games. There's a point where you're banned for life. He's not to that point. And Major League Baseball just can't come out and say, well, because we don't like you and because we've been messing around all this time, even if A-Rod has constantly lied to him, you can't just ban. I mean, how many times in life in general, in the world, do people get second, third, fourth chances? I'm not even sure we're that far. They've went with so many chances that are out there. And again, I don't think the union would fight for Alex Rodriguez on this. I just, whatever it is they're doing, do it. Get it over with. Let us know. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. There's a chance that with an arbitrator. I mean, how stupid is this? Here's what it says today. Commissioner Bud Selig could issue a lifetime suspension, or it could be shortened by an arbitrator to about 200 games. Don't you bring it? They're already talking about an arbitrator. They're already talking about an arbitrator. They don't know what it's going to be, and they're already talking about an arbitrator. So, okay, we're going to suspend him, and the arbitrator and everybody else agrees that 200 will be good. Okay, let's go with that. That's just dumb. Dumb. But that would mean that A-Rod would, if they got the decision down, he'd miss the rest of this season, all of next year, and then if he was still in shape, and what would he be, 40, 39? Then he could come back and play baseball if anybody cared. That's just it. Does anybody care? You can vote on the poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. But, you know, we brought out the football open today, and because Irish Ken sent us another email, why not?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
Yeah, you didn't win a bowl game last year either, did you? Notre Dame, 10th in Phil Steele's preseason top 40. And is the poll coming out today, Jeffrey?
It's supposed to.
Yeah, we were informed that maybe during the hour here, and producer Jeffrey hard at work on that. And if it does pop out during this hour, then we will fill you in on who's at the top. We all know who's going to be at the top. It's going to be Alabama. It's going to be Ohio State. Then after that, we'll see how they place teams like Florida State and Oregon and Notre Dame and Stanford and Louisville and USC. So we'll keep an eye out for that. Also, let's go to the Debt Popper inbox. Mark says, as a baseball fan, I was always on the fence on this issue. 15 years ago, I felt it was something everyone did when it comes to PEDs, but glad they cleaned it up. But now, I'm disappointed with this latest wave of allegations and these so-called clinics and players deliberately trying to get around it. As a Yankee and Alex Rodriguez fan, I am done with him. What say you guys? Well, as I said, I don't know. A-Rod sometimes seems aloof, doesn't he? But I guess I like the guy. And maybe that's, and I know that that's not necessarily a popular opinion. There are more likable guys in sports and in Major League Baseball. And even though he's a Yankee, I still kind of like the guy. Maybe because he messes up once in a while and the Yankees lose. But if he is good enough to play baseball, it would be nice to see him play baseball. Now, that's the point. Who knows if he is still good enough to play Major League Baseball and how much the alleged PEDs and everything have or have not helped him. And you'll never find out the truth to that because these players just won't admit to it. But again, Mark's right on one point there. Thought it was over, and we talked about this. I brought it up numerous times on the show, that wipe this slate clean, give everybody this from this point on, and now we are past from this point on. You have to bring the hammer. You have to bring some discipline, but lifetime ban, that's not what you said you were going to do. So follow your rules, Major League Baseball, and then do what you need to do with not only Alex Rodriguez, but everybody else that is on this list or who is guilty of cheating in Major League Baseball. So there you go. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we do, don't forget our friends at Bruce Furniture, sponsoring our Big Ten football interviews, have a five-day CERTA sale. It starts today and lasts 5 days. So that means it'll go through Monday. That's right. It'll be the 5th. CERTA, now America's number one selling mattress. They have over 100 mattress sets in stock and all are on sale, including the European pillow top for just $499. Queen, twins, fulls, kings, whatever you need. They're there for you at Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering in downtown Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Free delivery, free setup. They'll even take the old mattress and box springs away if you so desire. It is just right for you, as it always is, at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
If you ever just want to escape ordinary, you know what I'm talking about. With the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting premium savings on premium oil is your Advance advantage. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Oil and a Fram Ultra Filter for just $29.99 after $2 rebate. Plus, you'll save 50 cents a gallon on Shell gas with the Fuel Rewards Network. It's summer. Your car's thirsty. Save on all the fluids your car needs. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
Visit fuelrewards.com/Pennzoil for details. See store for rebate information.
Little Caesars, home of the $5 hot and ready pizza, now has a deep, deep dish pizza so deep, you'll need to stretch out your mouth for the 8 caramelized crispy corners.
So I'm going to yawn, because that will make you yawn. And yawning is a great way to stretch your mouth for, oh, Little Caesars' new deep, deep dish pizza. It's hot and ready from 4 to 8 for just $8.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With some partial sun today, we'll also see a few scattered storms developing around the region with a high temperature of 86 as winds will stay to the south. Tonight, there's a chance for scattered showers and storms with a low at 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, it's 81.
Is this like a theme song for a television show? No. Nope, I don't think so. Is this something we... What do you got?
I have no idea.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. can't remember.
I think they use it for like college football or tennis on ESPN, you know, back in the day.
Cool. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And the preseason coaches poll has been released. That's what Jeff says.
It's right in front of you.
You sure that's it? Ohio State's in it, so it has to be it. We'll take a look at that in just a moment. But getting back to the Waverly kids that got cited and arrested out at the state baseball tournament and beat up the mailbox with a baseball bat. Of course, Postal Chuck, driving around his route from Broken Bow, says, what did that mailbox do to him? Only a postman. Thanks, Postal Chuck. Hope you're ready for football season. Let's take a look at the poll. No surprise, as we expected, but it's not a unanimous number one for Alabama. There are 62 coaches that vote in the poll. 58 of them voted for Alabama. 3 voted for Ohio State, and one. And you got to wonder, was it Nick Saban? Does Nick Saban vote? I think you can find that out, too. You can see who the coaches are that are voting, Jeff. I'll put you on that. One voted for Texas A&M. One vote for A&M. Here are the top 25. Alabama, 1. Ohio State, 2. Oregon, 3. Stanford, 4. Georgia, 5. Texas A&M, 6. South Carolina, 7. Clemson, 8. Louisville, 9. And number 10, Florida. Irish Ken, your Notre Dame Fighting Irish, are 11th. Florida State, 12th. Good to see that. Phil Steele, I thought, overrated Florida State. He had them at 3. And the coaches have them at 12. LSU, 13. Oklahoma State, 14. Texas, 15. Are you getting nervous yet, Big Ten people? Oklahoma, 16th. Michigan is 17th in the preseason coaches poll just released. Nebraska will start the year at number 18. Your thoughts, email us, call us, Facebook us, tweet us. 18, is that where Nebraska should be? Too high, too low, just right? Let us know. Probably the poll question for the weekend. 18, is it too high, too low, or just right is where Nebraska is in the coaches poll. A slot ahead of Boise State. And may I say, by the points, Michigan has a whole lot more points at 17 than Nebraska does at 18. That's one of those places in the poll where you can kind of draw a line and say, wow, a lot of people didn't have Nebraska in the top 15, even though Phil Steele had them at 16 and some publications had them as high as number 9. Boise State is 19th. TCU is 20th. UCLA, who visits Lincoln this year, is 21st. Northwestern is 22nd. Wisconsin, 23rd. Southern Cal is at 24. And again, Phil Steele had them at number 6. So they just hate Lane Kiffin. And Oregon State is 25th. K-State, who is in the number 1 and 2 position for a while last year before stepping on their toe the last two games, they're the first one out of the poll. They're 26th. And Miami of Florida, Michigan State, Baylor, and Virginia Tech, those would be the top 30 if that's how you wanted to go that far. And any other Big Ten teams that are in there? Ooh, boy, there's Frank Solich, Ohio. They got 8 votes. Has them well back in the pack. And I don't see any other. Arkansas got 1 vote. Brett Bielema. And that's it. No other Big Ten teams. There's 6 SEC teams, 5 from the Big Ten, 5 from the Pac-12, 4 from the Big 12, and 2 from the ACC. That 22 of the 25 teams in the preseason coaches poll here from USA Today and the coaches. Teams that Nebraska play, well, they could play Ohio State in a Big Ten championship game. They're number 2. And then you slide all the way down to Michigan at number 17, UCLA at 21, Northwestern at 22, and not even Wisconsin, I guess. So those are the preseason rated teams that Nebraska will play. Time now for our Big Ten football update, catching up with some of the folks that we caught up with when we were in Chicago, and that includes Iowa linebacker James Morris.
We're joined by James Morris, linebacker, University of Iowa, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready for his senior season. And linebacker, James, one of those positions that Iowa, many folks think, might be the strength of this football team. Talk about the linebacker position and some of the guys that you're going to be playing with this fall.
Sure. We returned 3 starters from last year. 3 guys that are all seniors, myself, Christian Kirksey, and then Anthony Hitchens. A lot of experience between the 3 of us. We feel like we've improved in the off season, and certainly we sort of see ourselves as leaders on the defense, and we're hoping that we can lead this team in the right direction, and hopefully our improvements will translate to wins in the fall.
What about the rest of your defense up front and behind you? You guys, you're going to see behind you and in front of you, hopefully not too much behind you this year.
Yeah, hopefully not, but we've had some shuffling around. I think two guys graduated in the back end, and then at strong safety and cornerback Mike Hyde, and then Tommy Donatello, and then a couple of guys again moving around on the front. But last year we had a lot of guys play on the defensive line, and I would imagine that this year it'll be similar. So there's some experience there. You know, it's not like they're all greenhorns in that respect. And then the back end, we're just trying to, you know, improve as quickly as we can, learn as quickly as we can. We've got two guys that are pretty experienced, you know, but I think they feel like their best football is ahead of them. And then, you know, we're going to have two new guys in the fall. We don't know who those guys are yet, but we certainly hope, and I'm confident that they'll be ready, you know, come training camp.
Talking with James Morris, Iowa linebacker here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I heard you mention a little while ago that it's your senior season, your last go round. There's only one chance left here. What's the senior talk been, and does that put any pressure on you?
Yeah, the answer is probably yeah. But I, you know, as you somewhat alluded to, it's pressure from myself, right? You know, I'm not feeling pressure from anybody else. It's more I know that this is my last chance. It's my last shot, and, you know, I'd be lying if I said, you know, the last three seasons were what I'd hoped for. But I'm optimistic that this team, you know, we've prepared, and, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to compete in the fall, and hopefully we can make it a season to remember.
What's the biggest reason that this season will be different than maybe the last season or the last three for you guys?
Experience on defense. I think we're pretty inexperienced on defense. We're much smarter. Offensively, I think you could look and say, oh, they lost their quarterback. That's true. But I think at every position around the quarterback, I think we've added depth. You know, we've added depth at the ones and twos. You know, receiver, I think, probably is maybe somewhat of a question mark. We're going to see, you know, how we're developing there in camp. But, you know, I'm not on the offensive side, but my perspective is that we have more depth in the backfield and at the offensive line. And, I mean, you know, if you know anything about Iowa football, you know that generally when we're successful in the running game, you know, other things follow. And that's sort of one of the foundations of our program. So I'm confident that because of those reasons, there's a chance to be more successful than last year.
Another minute here with Iowa linebacker James Morris. Interesting thing is you could have been on the other side of the ball, a highly recruited, highly touted running back out of high school, over 6,000 yards. Coach Ferentz joked a little bit that he could have used you on that side of the ball. What made you end up on the defensive side of the ball throughout your collegiate career?
Well, I suppose it was just kind of one of those things where from the time you were recruited, you knew they recruited you at linebacker, and then you just kind of assume the position in that respect. It was never really, I guess, I never really entertained the option of playing running back. They never seriously offered me or to play running back or asked me, but, you know, it's a good punchline, I guess, you know, when we don't run the ball very well. But, you know, do I know that I would have been a good Division I running back? Probably not. I mean, you know, it would have been very limited. My role would have, my skill set is good for high school, small Iowa high school, but I don't know how much it would transition to the Big Ten. So it's fun to entertain the fantasy, though.
What's it like going to work every day and seeing Dad?
It's pretty awesome. Not a lot of kids get to do that, you know. I think that it's something that I've probably taken for granted, and I know I'll miss it when it's over, and unfortunately that's going to be sooner than later. So just focused on every day, just, you know, trying to enjoy the moment and, you know, really try to enjoy, you know, the time that you're going to have around them, because as we transition to the next part of my life, you know, that time's going to be fleeting.
Nebraska fans probably don't realize your dad's equipment manager.
Yep.
How long has he been there, and was it always Iowa for you? I mean, was that just you knew Iowa was going to be the spot? Yeah.
Boy, Darren would probably be able to answer that question better than me. My dad, how long has he been at Iowa? I mean, since mid-'80s, 86, 87. Yeah. So in some capacity or another, I mean, at least 25, 26 years. So it's been there a while.
All right. Hey, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. James, best of luck this season.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Iowa linebacker James Morris, just part of our Big Ten preview from Chicago and Media Days, where we were last week at this time, and Big Ten Media Day coverage and Big Ten football coverage brought to you by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. Stop in and see the gals today, whether it's for back to school, off to college, maybe you're done with college and you've got that new job, or you just need to freshen up your wardrobe. It is Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. And just before we were talking to James Morris, we were looking at the top 25. The first preseason coaches poll is out, one of the ones that matter when it comes to the BCS points. And some interesting stats out there. Of the 12 teams in the Big Ten Conference, there are only two opponents in the top 25 that are on anybody's non-conference schedule. Nebraska plays UCLA. Purdue, Michigan, and Michigan State all play Notre Dame. So there are at least eight schools that don't have a rated opponent in the non-conference portion of their schedule. And, Jeffrey, you've got some other interesting stats for the listeners.
Yeah, I was looking. Louisville does not play a single opponent that was in the top 25 or received votes of the top 39 schools. Louisville doesn't play anyone on their schedule. You know, that might change, of course, you know. And then the one I really liked was the University of Tennessee. They're going to play five teams in the top 10 this year. Number one, Alabama. Number three, Oregon in the non-conference. Number five, Georgia. Number 10, South Carolina. And number 10, Florida.
Jeez, South Carolina, seven. Yeah, wow. SEC, have fun, boys. Have fun with that. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be back with more after this.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels, and it must be sold. Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike at performancebike.com is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale, now through Sunday at performancebike.com.
You're in your car. It's hot out, like Death Valley hot. The sweat running down your brow could be from the heat or because you're nervous your battery's finally out of juice. There's only one thing to do. Turn the key. Then head straight for AutoZone, where they can tell if it's about to fail. Plus, it's nice and air-conditioned in there, too.
Right now, come into AutoZone and get your battery tested for free. If it needs replacing, only AutoZone carries reliable Duralast batteries. Don't get stranded. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Braves are sitting high atop the National League East, but injuries have recently made them potentially vulnerable. This weekend, they face the Phillies, who are looking to take advantage.
Chase Utley, two-run blast.
Can Philly tighten up the East, or will the Braves extend their lead?
Justin Upton diving, and he makes the grab. What a catch, Justin Upton.
The Phillies and Braves.
Catch action Saturday and Sunday right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With some partial sun today, we'll also see a few scattered storms developing around the region with a high temperature of 86 as winds will stay to the south. Tonight, there's a chance for scattered showers and storms with a low at 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 81.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Think Midway, it's a better way. Spoke with Andy off air earlier this week. He says they've got some more new exciting information to bring to us starting next week, and we can't wait to hear more about that because August is here. They're going to be giving away their season football tickets to the Huskers. You can go to their Facebook page, and you can either put up Midway on the Facebook, or just go to their page, thinkmidway.com, and you can like them on Facebook right there. Check out their great deals. Even if you don't need a new or pre-owned vehicle, you can get your fluids checked, save some money there. They've got an off-road special, save some money there. They've got a lot going on. Maybe you just need to get that oil change in and out, 30 minutes. You don't even need an appointment because they've got so many certified, great certified technicians at Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Whether it's new, whether it's pre-owned, you can find it on their lot or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. You know, maybe this number 18 ranking for Nebraska isn't too bad. That is the highest, lowest, however you want to look at that. Let's say it's the farthest down they've been ranked in the preseason since 2009. But the last 3 years, Nebraska has finished lower than their preseason ranking. And the reason is they keep losing in the championship games. They keep losing their last two games of the year. I mean, that's what's been going on with the Huskers for most of the last 4 years. They end up with four losses, 10-4, 10-4, 9-4 when they didn't go to the championship game and lose, and then 10-4. In 09, Nebraska was preseason number 22, and they finished 14th. Then the next year, they were preseason 9, and they kind of hung on to that ranking and then lost the last two games in the Big 12 championship game and then in the bowl game, and then they finished 19th. 2 years ago, they started 11th and finished 24th in the poll. And then last year, they started 16th and they finished 23rd in the poll. So maybe 18 isn't too bad. They just haven't finished good, and they've been losing the bowl games. And obviously, you're going to plummet if you, even if it's a championship game, you lose it. And then plummet. And of course, last year there was reason to plummet. 70-21 will do that to you. Folks, we want to remind you here at Platte River Radio that the American Red Cross and Platte River Radio are teaming up once again for the fourth annual Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve Blood Drive, which will occur on Wednesday. That's this upcoming Wednesday, August the 7th, in Grand Island, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Make your appointment today, or you just show up the day of the event. But if you make the appointment, that guarantees you don't have to sit around and wait around. Let's see if we can get a good record-breaking year yet again for the Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve Blood Drive with the Platte River Radio stations, including here at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation and the American Red Cross. It all takes place in Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and Holdridge next Wednesday. Contact the American Red Cross for more information. Let's check out what else we may have missed. Morgan Pressel leading the women's senior, or excuse me, a British Open that's going on. NB Park trying to win her fourth consecutive women's major, which would just be unheard of. Babe Dietrichson, I believe, was the last one that even come close to doing something like that. She had a 3-under-69, was off to a great start, had a double bogey, got into one of those pot bunkers on the 16th at St. Andrews, had to hit it backwards quite a ways just to get out, and double bogeyed it. So instead of being at 5-under, she was at 3-under for her round today. But still in it, still in it. Also, we've got golf going on today. It is the final round of the Nebraska Men's Amateur Tournament, and Kearney's Wes Burnt is really the only local golfer that is hanging in there. But he struggled yesterday with a 78. And that puts him in a tie for 20th as he started his day. And let's give you an update right now from Arbor Links in Nebraska City on how everybody's doing. In fact, the leaders have yet to tee off on their round today. That's Andy Sajovic and Calvin Freeman. They're both at 2-under. Cameron Farrell and Mike Siwa are at 1-under par. A good round today for Nick Vondrak of Omaha. He's 3-under through 12 holes, and Wes Burnt today is even through his first 7 holes, and that has him currently tied for 19th on the leaderboard. So that's where we're at there. Mike Hannon from Hastings also today shot 78. He was very very consistent, or 76, excuse me. That's his best round of the tournament. He shot 278s, a 77, and a 76 to wrap things up, and we'll give you final results on today's tournament. Jeffrey with even more information here on how Nebraska ended their last four seasons and how that affected their rankings. in 09 when they were ranked 22nd. They almost beat Texas in the Big 12 championship game, put the second back on the clock. Then they destroyed Arizona in the Holiday Bowl. And then, of course, the next year was that debacle of having to play Washington again in the Holiday Bowl and then losing to South Carolina and Georgia the last couple of years. I think that's it. I think we're done. Nebraska 18th gets us through today with the preseason poll. We'll tell you where Hastings and the rest of the teams in the GPAC are at when their preseason coaches poll is released this afternoon. Tomorrow, we've got more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jim Langan is in as our co-host. We'll talk with Michigan football coach Brady Hoke, Mike Perenio, the director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And we want to thank James Morris, Iowa linebacker, for joining us on the show today. Hope it's a great August for you. The season gets underway for college, for pros, and for all of our high school athletes very, very soon. Enjoy your Thursday, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll hear from the third candidate as well for the UNK athletic director position in Paul Plinsky from Wisconsin Whitewater. Have a good one.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!